Stay with us as we discuss the question, who killed Christ, right here on Messianic Perspectives. Shalom, and welcome to Messianic Perspectives, a daily program where we look into the scriptures from a distinctive first century Jewish point of view. This is Liz Aiello. Today, Dr. Gary Hedrick is discussing a question that has been debated for 2,000 years. Who killed Jesus? Was it the Jews or was it the Gentiles? Who was responsible? I'll be back at the close of the program with news about a special offer. And now, here's Gary.
Thank you and welcome, listening friend, to another edition of the program. It's good to have you with us today as we begin this series of studies on the question, who killed Christ? And there's a very good reason why this issue should be a concern to every believer in Jesus Christ. And that is, for centuries, religious leaders and denominations that call themselves Christian have laid the blame for Christ's death at the feet of the Jewish people. In fact, anti-Semites have exploited this issue for centuries, blaming the Jewish people for the death of Jesus and using it to stir up hatred and animosity toward the Jews. Thousands of Jewish people have lost their lives in pogroms and persecutions that were fomented by so-called Christians who called them Christ killers. Charles Houff, the Jewish founder of this ministry, found out about this at a very early age. He tells in his autobiography about the first time he ever heard the name of Jesus. It was when he was only 6 years old. It was at school. When one of his classmates heard that young Charles was Jewish, he shouted at him and said, "You're nothing but a Christ killer." Charles says he didn't even know who Jesus was, let alone have a part in killing him. Yet at the tender age of 6, he was being accused of being a Christ killer. So as a young boy, Charles' mother taught him to walk home on the left side of the street to avoid the Christian boys who lived on the other side of the street and went to the Gentile church nearby. His mother taught him that Jesus was the God of the Gentiles and that Christianity was a Gentile religion, not for Jews. She explained that Jesus was responsible for all the suffering that had come to the Jewish people during the past 2,000 years. So what we're going to do is go into the New Testament itself and see what it really teaches about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and who is responsible for it. By the time we're finished here, you'll know exactly who killed Christ and why. You say, well, we already know what you're going to do. You're going to try to get the Jews off the hook. Not at all, my friend. I'm not going to try to get anyone off the hook. In fact, by the time we're finished with this study, you may be surprised at who all is implicated in the death of Christ. So the question is, who is responsible for the death of Jesus the Messiah? Several factors point to the Romans. For example, Jesus was not executed by a Jewish method, like stoning, burning, beheading, or strangling, but by a Roman method, crucifixion. The Jews never practiced crucifixion. Even if they did, the Jews couldn't have executed Jesus even if they wanted to. In the first century, when the land of Israel was under Roman occupation, the Jewish Sanhedrin did not have the power to carry out capital punishment. That's confirmed, by the way, in the New Testament itself. In John 18:31, the Jews are quoted as reminding Pilate that they had no right under Roman law to execute anyone. So there are indicators that point to the Romans as the ones who killed Jesus. But then there are others who will still say that the Jews bear most of the responsibility. Martin Luther, for instance, was one who taught that the Jewish people uniquely bear the blame for the death of our Lord. Those who agree with Luther point out that there was a Jewish conspiracy to deliver Jesus into the hands of the Romans, as recorded in the gospel accounts. They also point point out that it was a predominantly Jewish crowd who insisted that Barabbas, rather than Jesus, be released at Passover. And this is the view that has been exploited for centuries by unscrupulous anti-Semites. So it's easy to see how this issue has driven a wedge between the Jewish and Christian communities for the past 2,000 years. How sad. Because it's a misunderstanding based on ignorance. And Jewish scholars, frankly, haven't helped much, because the way they've responded, for the most part, is to say, the New Testament pins the blame on the Jews because it is anti-Semitic. The New Testament is anti-Semitic. In fact, they'll say the Gospel of John was deliberately written in a way that pins the blame for the crucifixion on the Jewish people. That's the position of many rabbis today. They say the New Testament was written and edited by Catholic authorities two or three centuries after the death of Christ, and that the Gospels especially deliberately distort the true facts of Christ's crucifixion. So it's like a war of words. Gentiles over here and Jewish scholars over there, and they're just launching those scuds at each other, back and forth and back and forth. The Gentiles saying the Jews are to blame, and the Jews saying the Gentiles are to blame. And so back and forth it has gone for centuries. But does the New Testament really say what these Jewish critics think it says? Does it teach that the Jewish people were predominantly responsible for the death of Jesus Christ? Is that what it says? You say, but the church says the Jews are to blame. How can you argue with the position of the church? Well, it may be the position of your church or your denomination, but it's certainly not the position of mine. You see, I could care less what some church council said 1500 or 1600 years ago. I could care less what Martin Luther or some other Protestant leader said about the Jewish people, because men are subject to error. Religious leaders are subject to error, even the Pope. You say that's heresy. No, it's not. It's the truth. Listen, the only thing that should concern us is not what some man says or what some denomination says, but what does the Bible say? Let me tell you something, my friend. It is patently irresponsible to suggest that the New Testament or any portion of it is inherently anti-Semitic. Think about it. The writers of the New Testament were themselves, what? Jewish. So how could they betray their own people? You say, wait a minute, the Gospels weren't written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They were composed and edited centuries later under the direction of Catholic monks. Oh, we hear this all the time. You know what? There's not one shred of evidence to support this theory. In fact, everything we know about the science of textual criticism tells us just the opposite. The more we learn about the original documents and about the history of the texts, the more convinced we are that the four Gospels were written by the Jewish disciples of Jesus whose names they bear. Matthew, or Matityahu, Mark, Luke, and John, or Yohanan. One of the oldest New Testament fragments ever discovered was found among the Dead Sea Scrolls several years ago, dating all the way back to when some of the disciples themselves were still alive. And do you know what? It agrees perfectly with the texts that we have today. In fact, when you study the history of the New Testament text, you find that there are actually two textual traditions, one originating in Egypt, known as the Alexandrian text, and another centered in Asia Minor, known as the Byzantine tradition. And then branching off from those two main traditions are literally thousands of ancient manuscripts of the New Testament in literally dozens of languages and dialects. How in the world could any of those texts be altered without it being detected by comparison with hundreds of other texts? In fact, we know now that changes were made in certain passages, whether accidentally or on purpose, and those changes have been detected. But they were very minor changes for the most part. Most of the time just a change in the spelling of a word, or in the tense of a verb, or something like that. But nothing that would impact any significant area of doctrine. Now, here's my question for the Jewish scholars who think the Catholics revised the New Testament documents in the 2nd and 3rd centuries to suit their own purpose. If the spelling of a word, or the tense of a verb, or some little bit of punctuation couldn't even be altered without being detected, how in the name of common sense could anyone have totally revised the Gospels without us finding out about it? The answer is, it's impossible. Not in the wildest stretch of your imagination, my friend. No way, Jose. And another interesting thing that's coming out, by the way, is that the original manuscripts of some of the Gospels may have been written by the disciples in Hebrew or Aramaic, and they were later translated into Greek, which is what we have today. Now, isn't that interesting? Just one more very strong indication that the four Gospels were written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Not to mention the fact that manuscript fragments have been discovered dating back to before the destruction of the temple in AD 70. So for our purposes here, we're going to assume that the New Testament is a reliable and trustworthy record. So when we get together next time, let's start looking into the New Testament to see what it really teaches about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And we'll find out who it says is really responsible. Fair enough? Until then, this is Gary Hedrick saying, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gary, and thank you, listening friends, for joining us today. It's always good to have you with us here on Messianic Perspectives. Well, it's true. The question of who killed the Messiah has been debated for centuries. Anti-Semites have been quick to lay the blame on the Jewish people because it was the Jewish leadership who betrayed him into the hands of the Romans. Others have said, no, it was the Romans because they were the ones who actually carried out the execution. But in reality, we're all to blame because he died for the sins of the whole world. That is why he died, because of our sins. So every one of us who has ever done anything wrong is responsible, at least in part, for his death. If you'd like your own copy of Gary's series, or would like a copy for a friend, you'll be glad to know that it's available on CD for the suggested gift of just $6. The title is, Who Killed Christ? Just visit our secure online store at messianicspecialties.com to place your order. If you would prefer to order by mail, just address your request to Messianic Perspectives, P.O. Box 345, San Antonio, Texas, 78292. To order by phone, use our toll-free order line from the U.S. The number is 1-800-926-5397. Let me remind you that when you order the materials we offer here on the program, you're not only enabling us to remain here on your station, but you're also helping us take the good news of Yeshua HaMashiach to Jewish people and Gentiles all over the world. Even if you're one of our regular listeners, you still may not know that we're much more than just a radio program. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries, one of the largest missionary organizations in the world. We currently have missionary families serving the Lord all over the world, including the United States, Canada, South America, England, France, and of course, Israel. So when you write, consider helping us with a gift above the suggested amount. We'd be very grateful. Have you enjoyed this edition of Messianic Perspectives? Why not continue to learn about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith by inviting a speaker from CJF Ministries? Call our toll-free number, 1-800-926-5397, and we'll be happy to handle all of the details. And as always, when you're in touch with us, please mention the call letters of this station. If you're listening to our webcast or podcast, we need to know that too. I'm Liz Aiello. Join us next time, won't you, as Dr. Gary Hedrick continues our series of studies on Who Killed Christ? Right here on Messianic Perspectives. Messianic Perspectives is sponsored by CJF Ministries of San Antonio, Texas, and is made possible on this station by the free will contributions of our listeners in this area.